Hello.
Recording.
Hello.
Utter speculation.
So,
utter speculation.
Oh. I made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich earlier today, and I finished the peanut butter and the jelly at the same time.
You know, I really have to wonder if that's, like, your brain there compensating. You know that you don't want to have to make two trips to the store, so you're not even thinking about it. You're subconsciously monitoring your peanut butter and jelly usage as you go along, so that way you don't have to worry about making two trips to buy peanut butter or jelly.
Well, I'm actually kind of flattered by that, to think that I could actually plan such a thing out. But I mean, really, has that ever? You remember that ever happening to you?
It's the internal human need for laziness. It's your internal laziness drive working in your favor right there.
Yeah, but the fact that it's really incredibly hard to actually pull that kind of planning off, that makes the laziness seem so imperative. You know, like, I feel like so much of what I want to do is frustrated, or, you know, doesn't come to fruition. So that makes me want to cut corners. So, yeah, if I thought I could do that, like plan the finishing of the peanut butter and jelly at the same time, I definitely would do it all the time. But the fact that I really need or want to do that proves that that kind of thing never really happens. So I'm saying, hey, what a coincidence.
What a coincidence.
I mean, when was the last time you can remember that happening to you?
I'm not the kind of guy that really finishes the peanut butter or the jelly. Like, generally, I'm the type of guy that will get sick of peanut butter and jelly after about one half of the way through both the jars, and then they get really old and nasty and get tossed out.
Oh,
so
right.
I guess they both get
either way
gotten rid of around the same time. But
so, but you are confirming that it's a rare occurrence. It's probably something on the order of a lunar eclipse or something. Oh, probably. Well.
Well, you know what it is? It's daylight savings time change. You know, it's that time of year, you know, the moons are in alignment, we're setting the clocks forward 1 hour, peanut butter and jelly are gone, it's time for spring, and it's time for new peanut butter and jelly.
Well, that's a beautiful theory, that somehow things are working out better for everyone on the planet. But
there's some bogus mysticism at work here.
Yeah. I don't know, though, with something happening like, you know, the Pope dying just a day ago, or today actually, you have to think that on some that your theory might be a little bit thin. Not that I care that the Pope's dead, but I'm just saying that, like, if there's any kind of celestial alignment going on,
you know, the Pope dying, I mean, that just raises all kinds of fun questions in my head. Like, I think it would be totally awesome, especially with this whole what's her name Schiavo bitch that just fucking, you know, got the fucking tube pulled. It really got me thinking, how awesome would it be if we ended up with a Pope in a persistent vegetative state for months on end, and the Catholic Church is like this fucking, like, you know, tractor trailer barreling down the highway with nobody in the fucking driver's seat.
Well, I mean, not that the Pope's really driving anything anyway. Come on, I mean, the guy's been a vegetable for probably a decade. But yeah, I was thinking the same thing, that wow, what are they going to do? Are they, because they did put a tube up his nose,
mm-hmm.
At one point. But then I read something about there being a call for a dignified death for the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
And that just seemed like such hypocrisy to me, because that probably meant that they have it very well outlined how to treat the death of the Pope. I mean, he's been looking dead for so many years now.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you that if you applied that standard to Schiavo, that Catholics would be outraged. The Pope would have been outraged.
Yeah, absolutely.
You would have applied his contract of how he's supposed to die, you know. And I bet that's what happened. I bet they could have sustained him on machines for months, if not years.
Oh, no doubt.
But of course, he wouldn't want that to happen to him, and people around him wouldn't want that to happen to him, because he's the Pope.
Yeah.
And the, you know, God's elected official on Earth is not gonna. It's not gonna look good if he's connected to a bunch of technology.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's interesting. When was the last time? Do you know when was the last time that he was actually seen in public, and not just on television? Like, was he actually making public appearances over the past few months, or were they just releasing, the Catholic Church just releasing these press releases?
I don't know. I think he's been in public, but, you know, always very cordoned off from any.
Because we were talking about this last night, at the bar, and one of the guys we were talking to had a really funny theory, and that the Pope has actually been dead now for several months, but the timing wasn't right for the Catholic Church. So they have, you know, several hundred Silicon Graphics servers in the back room at the Vatican, and they're creating a digital recreation of the Pope and just releasing him on videotape, and nobody knows the difference.
Yeah, that's fun to think about too. But I mean, if that was the case, then why would they choose today to have him die the same time of the Shivo thing?
That's true. The timing is off, I should say. But you know, the funny part is most of those people won't even see that hypocrisy. Like they won't even acknowledge that there would be an opportunity to put him on all that machinery like she was, and that opportunity wasn't taken, and then that's hypocrisy in the face of what happened with her. But
it's yet to be seen. Kind of, I mean, you might get some evangelicals who will say something because there's not a whole lot of love between evangelicals and Catholics, and mm-hmm. they might say, "Well, this is exactly the reason why Catholicism is misguided." It is a little bit hypocritical. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I heard somebody say. Somebody who called themselves evangelical, I heard it on a podcast, actually, and was saying that the Catholic Church, because I've often wondered about the relationship, you know, ongoing between those two camps, and he was saying the Catholic Church, he said, I don't know what's going to happen now with the Pope gone. Are they going to get a more liberal Pope in to replace him? And saying that would be really bad because the current Pope and Catholicism really do put the brakes on liberalism around the world. And so I don't know. It was interesting to hear that because I had never heard some evangelicals speak like soberly about Catholicism that way. And thinking of it as okay, it's a totally different denomination, almost a different religion, but yet they do have some sort of not like admiration, but more like it's kind of like, you know, having a bully who suddenly agrees to protect you a little bit or something. You know, it's like you don't agree with him being a bully, but he's protecting you, so. It's sort of a very weak position to take. Like, oh, without the Pope and Catholicism, the entire world would go to Satan.
Utter speculation. Utter speculation.